Is lazy money still a concern in 2024's higher interest rate landscape? In this episode, we're going to explore that a little bit, examine that question, and talk about how that recent rise in interest rates is actually affecting the money in savings accounts for the positive, for the most part, right? CDs, conservative investments, savings accounts, they're all been positively influenced by these higher interest rates. But does that change the dynamic of having your money sitting in these accounts? Kind of lazy money, as we like to call it. We're going to talk about that today. Talk about whether this strategy is maybe a beneficial one, where in years past it hasn't been, and talk about other viable options for you. That's coming up here on the podcast. Welcome into Riverbank Riches, navigating financial wisdom with Desmond Taylor of CLC Financial. Desmond, how are you today?
Good. Doing great.
I like this topic today because I know you do a lot with investments and strategies and working with people. And this kind of idea of, you know, lazy money has been around for a little while, but I don't know if you've gotten a lot of questions here recently because savings rates when, you know, even 2 or 3 years ago, I think they were like at 0.5%. Maybe you might have been getting, you know, a few cents every month kicked back from your bank account. But now we're talking 4 or 5% in a lot of places. So this has become a pretty serious conversation for a lot of people.
Yeah, if you're a savvy, I would say somewhat savvy person, or just looking at now, I have speaking of the lazy money, I still do run into clients that are getting 0.1 or 0.01, 0.02. I was just looking at J.P. Morgan or Chase Premier checking and savings, and some of their rates are still at 0.01, but then you go to like their CDs and stuff, and they're at 4.5%, 5%. So the important thing is to make sure that you're looking at current rates and making the best use out of them right now. You can get some pretty good guaranteed returns, safe returns from these banking or the institutions right now, just as long as you're kind of keeping up with it. Usually the longer duration you go or the longer term, because the 10-year treasury has started dropping, the longer out, I was looking at like a 12-month CD versus a 9-month earlier. And a 9-month was sitting at around 5%. The 12-month was sitting at 3%. And that's just because they're, 12 months from now, what's the interest rate environment going to look like? So they're already starting to price that in, which is really important when you're putting money into these CDs and these, safe investments and guaranteed returns, is they're great for short term. But if you have money just sitting on the sidelines and you haven't touched it, or, you're not needing it for a couple of years, you really need to evaluate, can I use that money, lock in some of these guaranteed rates now? Because what am I going to do with that money in 9 months? If interest rates are, back to, 3% and the CDs or savings are only yielding 1-2% like they were a few years ago, you run into reinvestment risk. So it's important now, I think, to, make a pivot. You can get some pretty good rates, but just look ahead and see, in 9 months, what are you going to do if interest rates drop?
So we're going to talk about this a little bit more today on the show. Glad to have you here as always. If you haven't joined us before, clcfinancial.com is the website. You can learn more about CLC Financial, different locations, how they can help you as well. Plus, you can always call 910-323-5700. So let's just kind of take a step back real quick then, because I'm sure most people have heard the term lazy money before. But for those that haven't, how would you describe that term, lazy money?
Lazy money, in my opinion, is really just money that you have that's sitting on the sidelines that is not keeping up with inflation, or in a, you look at like last year when inflation was at 8%. Yeah, you were earning, 5% in these CDs, but if inflation's at 8% and you're earning 5%, well, you're just not losing as bad as if you were only getting 1%, but you still do have that guaranteed loss. Inflation, what inflation is to me, is it's a guaranteed loss of value on your dollar for that year or that month, or, however you want to look at it. So you really need to think that, these CDs, these savings accounts, high yield, guaranteed returns, 5%, they were great. But you also need to take a look at other investments, especially for long term. The market was up 30%, somewhere around 25-30% last year. And that's a, far greater rate of return, especially if you were in 22 and you rode that downturn and then you pulled your money out and then you put it in these high yield savings. So in other words, you went down 22% the year before and then you pulled it all out and then you earned 5%, got ate up by inflation versus just leaving it in the market. So it's very dependent on where your accounts are, how their positions are. But, if you just have some money sitting on sidelines that wasn't ever subject to the loss, you definitely need to try to get around 5%, try to utilize some of these rates now. But just remember that, all you're doing is just putting off the inevitable of these accounts never really keep up with inflation. The reason that interest rates are high is because they're trying to keep inflation under control. So if you just have, you know, if they're offering that 5%, but inflation's at 8%, you're not keeping up with inflation. So, you know, historically the market has always outpaced inflation. So we, you know, would expect that to see that going forward. So just, you know, keep in mind that those 5% rates are great, but you know, what is inflation at that time as well?
Is that the biggest concern then for these investments that are just kind of either being on the sideline altogether or just being in a savings account or a CD that's, you know, getting these minimal return rates? Is the biggest concern inflation, or is there other concerns for it?
Yeah, inflation is kind of the worst nightmare there. I mean, when you're putting this money aside, the end goal of putting money in a CD or having it in a savings account is just your emergency funds, cash that you need access to. You don't want to have, you know, 80% or something of all the of your money in these accounts. I mean, if you got $1.5 million dollars sitting in one of these accounts, and you know your expenses are $80,000 a year or something, well, then you really need to evaluate how much money, you know, the real rate of return. When I say real rate of return, I mean, you know, the taxes that you pay on the interest in these accounts, as well as the inflation that's hitting you. So you just need to take an overall look. And you know, you say most of these people come in with very low risk tolerance that may have this money sitting aside. But, you know, again, going back to that risk tolerance is if you're earning 5%, inflation's 8%, well, then you're guaranteed a loss of 3%. So you just need to evaluate it and make sure that you're getting the most out of your dollar. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with these accounts, though, for emergency funds. You want to try to have some of these accounts or some money put aside in these accounts to at least not lose to inflation as bad as earning 0.01% or 0.02%.
Yeah, it's kind of a situation now where, you know, it might not be the best return, but if you haven't moved some of that money into and taken advantage of these 4 or 5% interest rates, then you're falling even further behind right now, right?
Yeah. There's no reason really right now to have any amount of money outside of a you know, working checking account sitting somewhere earning, you know, less than 1% interest or 2%, 3%. You know, it's you being lazy and not wanting to move the money. And you're just, you know, I mean, that's fine. You're just losing because of it.
We're talking about lazy money here in 2024. Rates are up and people are seeing good returns on savings accounts, 4 or 5. I think I've seen 5.25%. And I've even seen the rates kind of creeping up. Why in general, though, do you see people keep the money on the sideline like this, or keep them, you know, maybe more money than they need to in this kind of lazy money environment? Well, what's the typical reason why you see people keep it here?
Anxiety of just switching. People hate change is really what we see. You know, people just not knowing what to go into. And that's really the biggest reason we see is people, they know they should do something, but they don't. And it's just they're 1,000 different situations going on in their head. And, you know, they've been presented too many options. It's like, you know, pulling up to the drive-thru at Cookout. You know, sometimes you just get hit with too many options and you just don't know, you know, what to order. And it could be the same thing is, you know, you get hit with all of these, you know, savings accounts, CDs, everything, and you know you should be doing something. And you hear people saying, oh, look at the rates, look at T-bills, look at the inflationary tied treasury notes, look at all of these, they're earning, you know, this and they're earning. And you're just like, you know, you just freeze because there's 10 different things and you don't know where to put it. So you really, a lot of times people just need somebody to come in and say, listen, somebody that does this every day, listen, you know, this is what you can, or this is where you should put this. This is how long you should lock this up for this amount of time during this type of return. And I think that's the people are their own worst enemy when it comes to that is, you know, in their mind, they have too much going on. And they just need somebody to say, hey, you know, this is where you need to put everything. And I think that's a lot of the role that we fit in people is, you know, we're humans too. We make mistakes and we're subject to, you know, certain market risks and returns the same as everybody else. We just do this every day. And we know, you know, according to people's expenses and things, when the clients come in and answer, you know, okay, well, this is how their money should be allocated in certain situations. And we're confident and we move on it. That's the thing is we just execute. And I don't think people execute enough. So you got to have a strategy that, you know, you execute and you just do it. You know, it's like Nike, just do it.
Well, that's the hardest thing for a lot of people and really in any part of life, right? Is just taking that first step and taking action. That's so difficult for so many people. And, you know, CLC Financial has been around for half century and have a ton of experience. And you guys offer a variety of services that are customized for each client. So for somebody that comes in and is working with you maybe for the first time or early on, and you're kind of going through their portfolio and looking at the big picture and the full picture, and you see they have a lot of lazy money, how do you work with them to get to take that action, to take that next step? How do you make them move away from that hesitancy and towards action?
Well, you know, the first thing that we show is we're saying, you know, okay, we're talking to them about reinvestment risk. Which is, you know, the risk that you will not be able to roll, you know, okay, well, let's say that you have, you know, some money in a CD and it's a 9-month CD and it's paying that 5%. And going back to the, you know, originally talking, where are you going to put that? And then we present some guaranteed options. I mean, we have plenty of those. We have plenty of, you know, accounts that are north of 5% right now. And we talked about those, and we're a lot of times, you know, we move clients' funds into there, and we'll, you know, lock it up for 2-3 years. And then at the end of that term period, they get, you know, guaranteed amount plus interest back, or their principal plus their interest back. And it kind of saves off reinvestment risk for a few years, especially now with taking advantage of those interest rates. But we just started to begin the discussions and education, because that's really what it's about. And then most of the time when we're going through our meeting process, you know, by the time we get to meeting three, we've educated them, you know, a lot of people just, what are the different indices? What are the different types of accounts? You know, what is traditional versus Roth? How do they work? You know, what is this high yield savings account? What is a multi-year guaranteed annuity that's paying me a fixed rate, you know, guaranteed? So there's just plenty of different options. And it may sound like a lot, but we're really just holding your hand through everything and just educating you on what are the different types of accounts, and then, you know, how we can execute on each type of those accounts and allocate different money in different areas according to what your needs are, risk tolerance, and a lot of other factors.
Again, the number for CLC is 910-323-5700. And I know that like part of that too is just kind of making people aware, and you talk about education, but just making people aware of what's available too, because not everyone's going to want to be in the market or take on a bunch of risk, and they're not going to need to, right? But that's part of what you do is find alternatives to this lazy money, right? If you don't need us, you don't want to have this low return, and but you don't want to take on a lot of risk, there are some things in between that can provide you with a little bit of that conservative investment approach, but also give you better returns, right?
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is, you know, talking about the educational part is we're educating our clients, but We're not the type of advisors either that's going to sit there and, you know, educate you and then just say, okay, well, you know, here's the 50 different options. Leave it up to you. Come back and tell me which one you want. No, we're going to say, you know, these are, you know, the one or two or three best options that we think in your situation, because ultimately I feel that's our role, and where a lot of people get it wrong is they're leaning on you for the advice. So, you know, you need to be the person that shows them all of the options, be unbiased about those options, and then just execute on behalf of the client, and know that you're doing it in their best interest, and the client is confident that you're doing it in their best interest. So it's the education, but again, going back to the execution, the education and then the execution is important, because you can have the best education, best person telling you about all the accounts in the world, but if you're not executing on them, then you're losing.
I know too, with this high interest rate environment, we might even be going down here in 2024 too. So another thing to kind of look out for, right, is I think when these rates start creeping back down, I don't know how long it'll be until we see another half point interest rate in a savings account. Hopefully it's a little while, but I know even 15, 20 years ago, interest rates are in savings accounts were like 7, and they dropped down to where they were, then kind of back now. So it's all cyclical. So again, even if you are taking advantage of this now, you still got to be careful though, when those rates pull back again, then all of a sudden you are sitting there with a bunch of money in an account that's getting less than 1%.
Yeah, that's one of the truest statements that, man, we preach that is, you know, take advantage of the interest rates, go out there, get some longer duration, longer term strategies. If you want to get some guaranteed rates, there's plenty of bond options. There's plenty of guaranteed account options, but let's start looking at locking it in for a longer period of time than 9 months, because 9 months from now, there's probably, you know, there's a good chance that interest rates are not going to be where they are. And they're going to be lower. It's just, you know, you look at where the federal debt is, and when they issue new debt, it's at new interest rates, and it's just not sustainable. And the Treasury just can't sustain paying these interest rates. It's expensive for the federal government and the taxpayers. So there's just all the incentive in the world for these rate cuts. The only reason that they have interest rates as high as they are now is because the only thing worse than, you know, high interest rates is inflation. Inflation will just decimate economies. So they have to get this inflation under control. But once they start getting it under control, they're going to start cutting rates. It's not popular to have rates. And you know, you look back and you look back, you know, 30, 40 years ago, in the 70s, when interest rates were up around 15%, you know, I mean, we did have high inflation, but traditionally interest rates have been higher, but we have gotten as consumers and as a country accustomed to such low interest rates that it's uncomfortable for us at this point because of the amount of capital and cash flow and everything that we operate off of now. You know, the economy's changed, the consumer has changed, and the argument for better or for worse is always out there for debate, but the fact of the matter is just how we operate and how our, you know, we mainly live off of cash flow versus, you know, assets for a lot of people nowadays. They just have to get back to that. And, you know, the price of everything going up has caused people to dip into savings. So they want to lower these interest rates. And they will lower these interest rates. So it's, you have to be looking on the horizon in the changing market. And a good place to start is the 10-year treasury. And we've just seen that begin to creep down. It's starting to go up just a little bit, but it's not where it was even a year ago. And so that's why you can't go out and buy a 12-month CD for 5%, really. They're at 3% because, you know, these institutions are fully pricing in these rate declines in the future.
Well, there's a lot out there to kind of sort through, but it kind of hopefully this kind of gives you a perspective on lazy money in 2024 and whether the strategy is a great one for you to be implementing or should you be looking elsewhere. And again, always best to rely on someone that can help you and give you advice and walk you through this step, every step of the process, help not, again, not only educate you, but also kind of help guide you in the right direction to where you want to go and where you want to be in retirement. Again, if you want to get in touch with CLC Financial, you can do so at clcfinancial.com. Learn more about the advisory services they offer there. But you can always call the team directly at 910-323-5700. Any classes or workshops coming up for you soon, Desmond?
February, April, and May is when we have them scheduled for. Awesome. Two at Methodist University, one at FSU. First time doing it at FSU. Excited to be doing it there. We'll be doing it hosting at the Hub in May. And yeah, contact the office if you want to get the dates and details. They do book up pretty quick, and we have limited seating on them. We're kind of spacing them out a little bit differently this year, so we do expect them to get full. So contact the office. The February one's up for registration now. Just let the office know if you want to go to them.
Yep. Again, that number 910-323-5700. All right, well, that will do it for us here on Riverbank Riches, Navigating Financial Wisdom with Desmond Taylor at CLC Financial. Desmond, appreciate the time as always. Hope you have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. Yep.
Securities and advisory services offered through Creative One Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor. CLC Financial Services, LLC, and Creative One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Medicare products are not offered through Creative One Securities, LLC. They may be purchased through a licensed insurance professional. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with any government agency. Diversification does not ensure profit or guarantee against losses.